The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service is considering a petition to list the Alexander Archipelago wolf under the Endangered Species Act. The petition was initially filed by the Center for Biological Diversity, Greenpeace, and the Boat Company in 2011. The groups sued last June when Fish and Wildlife failed to review the petition in a timely manner. After that suit was settled in September, Fish and Wildlife agreed to wrap up with the preliminary review at the end of this year. Latest estimates place the Prince of Wales population at 221 wolves. There were an estimated 356 wolves in 1994 and 345 wolves in 2003, but those earlier estimates rely on a different type of modeling no longer used by the Alaska Department of Fish and Game. It's still uncertain whether initial estimates generated an inflated figure or the latest count was an underestimate of the population. Wolf trapping and hunting on Prince of Wales Island was closed by emergency order in 2013 when the 60-wolf harvest exceeded the guideline. Generally, trappers account for 75% of the wolf harvest on Prince of Wales, while hunters take the rest. Department of Fish and Game Wildlife Conservation Acting Director Bruce Dale says the populations can be sustainable with as much as a 29% harvest, but he says their proposed regulation calling for a more conservative harvest rate that also included possible unreported human mortality was a strategic move. Here, Dale refers to two criteria important in that ESA review.
One is overutilization of the resource for commercial, recreational, scientific, or educational purposes. The fourth one is inadequacy of existing regulatory mechanisms to protect the population. But those are two things that this board can do something about. We can ensure and create regulations that there is no reutilization, and we can make sure that the regulatory mechanism, the actual regulation, is adequate to protect it.
But during testimony at the recent Board of Game meeting in Juneau, Larry Edwards of Greenpeace said ADF&G's proposal would not go far enough to protect the population at sustainable levels if illegal take and natural mortality are also included in those calculations.
It would very likely be able to harvest well in excess of 40% annually of the estimated population, assuming you can even estimate the population.
Juneau's Ron Somerville of the Alaska Outdoor Council suggested the category of unreported harvest was not an accurate way to describe some wolf deaths. The term of unreported mortality would better reflect instances of wolves perhaps escaping after being shot by a small caliber rifle and later succumbing in the field, unrecovered by the hunter. Somerville also reminded board members about potential interpretation of the starkly different results in those previous population surveys.
Use of that information out in the public is going to justify exactly what you're concerned about, and that is how it's going to impact ESA.
Matt Robus of the Juneau-based Territorial Sportsmen Incorporated suggested that adjusting the upper harvest limit in regulation was unnecessary.
We think that the department currently has the authority to manage that harvest at a level that's wise without having to change regulations formally.
Before approving the formal 20% harvest guideline, board members briefly considered a lower 15% guideline before rejecting it. A proposed regulation that would count against a hunter's bag limit for reporting every wounded wolf was deleted. Fish and Game says they have the cooperation of trappers who will report wounded wolves which may escape a trap. Board members rejected another proposal that would impose a personal bag limit on wolf trappers on Prince of Wales, and another that would also consider illegal harvest, wounding loss, and elevated natural mortality in the harvest guideline calculations. That proposal was submitted by the Center for Biological Diversity, Greenpeace, and the Boat Company, the groups that pressed U.S. Fish and Wildlife into reviewing the wolf status under ESA. But Board Chairman Ted Spraker said that coming up with those additional numbers on mortality would be difficult at best.
You know, trying to determine the human-caused mortality, I think that just, it'd be impossible, unless you were to call every wolf in the country and followed it. So, you know, that'd be a daunting task.
This month's meeting of the Board of Game in Juneau was the only Southeast regional meeting in its two-year cycle. The board will focus on South Central hunting proposals when it meets next month in Wasilla, although board members may clarify statewide regulations on what hunters can legally do while pursuing wounded game. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Matt Miller.